Unit 18, A Birthday Party. Part 1, Listen, Read and Practice in Pairs. Mr. Davis will be turning 45 years old next week. Lee Meng and Jia Hong are discussing what birthday present to get him.
Did you know Mr. Davis's birthday is just around the corner? He's been so good to us, we should get him something nice for his birthday.
Yes, he's just like a dad to me. I really want to thank him.
What present do you have in mind?
I don't know. I've never looked at men's things. You should know about men's tastes.
I don't think he needs anything. If we want to buy him clothes, we don't know his size yet.
Well, then forget about your clothes idea. Let's think of something else.
Maybe we should get him something to use.
Like what?
Like a pen or something. Oh, I know. Mr. Davis likes painting. He did all the paintings we see in the house.
So
we can go to the mall and choose a nice picture frame for him.
Sounds good, but I don't recall having seen anything like that in any store.
That's easy. There's no need to run around. We can just check the yellow pages and locate the stores.
Right! How come I never thought about the telephone directory myself?
That's why you've got to listen to your big brother.
Part 4. Listen, Read and Act. Xia Hong is helping Mrs. Davis in the kitchen. They want to throw a birthday party for Mr. Davis.
I really love the decorations you put on the cake. The cake looks so good. It's just like one from the stores.
That's easy. See all my cookbooks up there? You just need to follow them step by step. You learn these things in your home economics class.
Sounds like fun. We have tried a few simple things in that class.
Oh, good. So what can you make now?
Not much yet. I've learned how to make a fruit drink.
Is that so? What drink?
It's a kind of banana drink. Shall I make some for our party?
Yes, why not? I'm sure your dad will love to try something you've prepared for him yourself.
Part 6. Listen and Read. The Fishing Trip. Almost every young man has had at least one good experience with his father he will never forget. At the age of 5 or 6, my father and I tried to figure out something to do on his day off. We'd laid out quite a few options, such as golf, bowling, or the movies. "That's it," I heard my father say. "We'll go fishing." I sat on the couch and thought to myself that I had never experienced fishing before and that I might have fun. Later that night, my father and I made a trip to the store to find me a rod and reel. We picked out a new reel with a rod, which at the time many considered top of the line. We also picked up a few hooks and bobbers. Afterwards, we headed back home, and my father taught me how to work my new reel. After an hour or so, we went inside to help Mum pack our lunches, and then we hurried off to bed. At 6 o'clock the next morning, we got up and started our journey. My father told me if I wanted to sleep on the way, I could, so of course I did. We finally reached our destination. It was a countryside pond. He then taught me how to bait my hook with a live shrimp and how to cast my reel. About 2 hours passed before anything bit, but when the fish did, the fun began. All of a sudden, the fish started biting. And one after another, we pulled them out of the water. Redfish, hardhead, catfish and drum. I would never forget that day because we caught about 30 fish. And I did it with the help of my father. It was one of the most memorable times in my life. Part 8. Listen, read, and act. It's party time. Mr. Davis is very much moved by what he sees in front of him.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thank you. Thank you all for this. Can I open the presents now?
Yes, go ahead, Frank. We've all been waiting for this moment ourselves.
Now, Dad, guess what's inside.
I don't know, but it certainly looks big and feels heavy. Let's see. Oh, thank you, kids. The picture frame looks so nice. Just the right color I want for a picture I have in mind.
That's so sweet of them. I'm sure they've looked really hard in the stores for something like this.
Not very hard. We looked in the yellow pages, and that saved us a lot of time and effort.
Dad loves cool colors. How did you figure that out?
We spent quite some time studying the paintings in the house. So I can say I've got the feel of it.
Thank you, kids. You often amaze me with your talents.
Part 10. Let's sing. I had a party yesterday.